Fine. Perek Zayin discusses the halachas of Tumas Begadim. Now, Tumas Begadim is Makar says by Tumas Rasim, Oy Beged. Also, Tumas Chazera says, Chol Beged. Tumas Mesa says, Chol Beged. That's the Makar that we learn from Tumas Begadim. Also, by Tsaras is a Beged, by Nagab Tsaras. That's really a whole separate parasha, a whole separate Nidin, exactly the Geder of Tumas Tsaras. Now, Tumas Begadim is not like anything which is Arig, which is something which is made from Dava, something which grows from the arts. I see something which is soft, if you have something which is hard, like Sal Shakanim, it's not called the Beged, it's called the Kliates. Or it could be something from a Meshi, or it's something by the Chayim. Stam Beged in the Torah, there's a whole Sugya, copy Tumas Taira, that Stam Beged in the Torah, Tumas Pishtim. But Tumas Taira, since it says, Oy Beged, the Gemara Shabbos learns out of it that the other begadim from other minim gets a din toma asa. Even though there's a riboy, we're going to see that there are some chalukim between tumas begadim and other tumas. A normal beged has to be done in a way normally it's not which is tavi the arig. But Tumas Taira, even the Leved, which is just without being sewing it, with the Ariga, just by soaking the Chutam and bang it, it comes one gush, that also gets to the Beged, and therefore it's Negei called him a Tumas Taira. Even if the Beged is not Mamash Mishamash Kamalvish, something which is Mishamash Adva Macherim, you can see Mishnah Aleph, like a sack or something like that, it also is going to be considered something which is going to be tame. Now, kabi kli eitz and kli etzem, there's a drush, it's tame kabi tumma, this is doing with the sack, which is tame, the reikam. It's a daf kikuj, it's a base kibbles, the kabi tumma, kelem shutum, and tame kabi tumma. And a toira, a beged also has a drush, that since a beged also see the beged has a base kibbutz to itself, Shabbos Haflingim of Aleph, being that you could fold over and wrap something with it, that's called has a base kibble. But that's dafka beged, which sometimes you use it for folding things over and atifa. Difference to the kli base kibble has to be that otherwise the kli base kibble is only kabotumba if it's aim of the kabel. So it's imkain, if it's not aim of the kabel, but chalals, elamai, that's not enough to be considered a base kibble. And we have to say, that was a beggar with Mishamish Levisha, thus the lane is considered a Kabbalah's Tumma. Levisha Begodim is considered a Tumma, because the person wants his good to be Beseichim, so he stayed in the Chazanish, and that's going to be the gather why it's considered as something that has a base kibble. There are some which are Chilik on Tesis, and they say, I don't need a base kibble. That Tumas Begodim is a tumma parsha in the Torah, but that cloud begodim are not made a kabbalah for levisha. The hechrich the mekabel tumma without a base kibble, or it's not mitam teres kli. It's a parsha from the atzma. It's tumas beged. A limu from sack is only with something with kabbalah tumma teres kli. Over here, it's not teres kli. However, if it could also be mitam teres kli, but that's a nice parsha of tumas begodim. Now, a regular sack is something which is arig, which is made to maverich veitzim. A sack is even a beged because it's made from seir shel izim, other pelichayim, and it's much thicker than a regular beged. It's thicker than a beged, but it's not as thick as a ur. When leaving a sack, we learn other the dinim, other shakelim, just like a stam sack, is tatam other reikam, has a base kibul. You can be taught it when it's mole or it's empty. So to kli eitz and kli etzem is not a kabbatum unless it has a base kibble. And it made me taught it. Stam sack is made a tzura of tfi and ariga. Also a beged has to be taught by arig. Teres tuma. And again, ar is also like a beged. It's really kapel. Therefore, ar rach, that's not a base kibble, really kabbatum. Our kasha, which is not really kippah, is not a kabbalah tumah teirah, unless it has a base kibbutz mamish. Then there's another pasha that comes to Tumas Begadim, it's Tumas Medrus, that if you sit in it or you lie in it, a zav, then it comes tame. Even though you don't touch it, this tum is not going to get any kin which really is shiva yeshiva. It's miyuvakach. Because even a kli pashit, which is not really kapta ma'acheres, but if it's really shiva yeshiva, so then it's considered right. Let me just into kapatama, but kli which is not really shiva yeshiva. So therefore, even if you line it, we say oh, it's not really kapatama as midras. Okay, the Mishnah says, so a beged metama shem chameshemis, a beged is metama, mishim chameshemis. The five eifanim have a kibbe kabbal tumma. One is that it's a kli kibbal, the beged is based kibbal, kabbal tumma, twice kli kibbal. Even if it's a very small base kibbal, it's like a tzuravikis, like you put in a diamond into it, that's cool, because no shev, it's kibbal the first time. There's moishav. Beg was made for a yeshiva, some time in Tumas Midras. It could be oil, the beg was a ma'ala mace, it's time to ma'ala mace, even though they didn't touch the mace, like it says, he's a oil. There's Tumas Megadim, that stam arig, doesn't have a base kibble. You don't even just recover Tum, beged, even between a yatzbois and three yatzbois. And arig, which is made for certain shimushim, for like, Avnate, or to tie yourself, even though it's a space, it's not called a beggar, one from the sack, the Tevi Harig, if there's no Shem Kleeb, it's Kabbatum, but Tumas Harig. So it's saying that a beggar has all these five aspects, and it's Tamei Al Sfai Ben Yanim. Sack is Tamei Shem Arba, but Sack, you don't have the Chiddush, that's Tamei Tumas by three aspects like beggar. The Shirsha Sack is four tfachim by four tfachim. Sack is kabbal tumma for Arba Shemus. That's kli kibbal. Then we shir kol shu. Meishav, if it's made for yeshiva, tarius arig, if it's made for like a sunat hashmish, then even if it's not four tfachim. And pataris oil, then we shir tefach al tefach. It doesn't have the din of the three spice by three spice of the beged. R doesn't have the tum of arig because it's not made from ariga. If you cut small strips, it's not considered ariga klabe this din. Therefore, I am arig. It's not considered ariga klabe this din. It's not a klabe tumah from the din of arig. And also doesn't have the din bag of shlois shlois. Eitzim shem shnayim, eitzim tam tam tumas ayil, because kolitzim eitzim tam tumas ayilim. Therefore, Eitz doesn't have that. It does have the din of Tumas Medrus. And if it has a base kibbal, or Klim Shamas Adam, that would be Makabal. So, those if it has Klim Kibbal, it has Moshev. Klim Cheres, that's Tamei Shem Echad, it's only Tamei Mishum Medrus. It's not Tamei Medrus, even it's Rei the Moshev and Shiva, because Medrus says Ashishka Mishkavai. And just like a Zav has something which has Tarba Mikvah, so too has Vidav has Tarba Mikvah, has Mishkav Zav. The Cheres has no Tarba Mikvah if it's not going to have any and in Tuma. And also, it's not Tambayel, it's not Matamba Teres Arig. So, what's Matamba? It's Tamashim Beis Kibbal. Now the Mishnah goes in the opposite order of the Mishnah, goes through each one. It starts off with Klicheres. Klicheres is Tamashim Beis Kibbal. Klicheres is a Beis Kibbal. It's not on the Pasuk. Kolash is Cheres, is Shibam Tech, is Shari Yitma. That if it has a Toich, it's called Roy Lekavatoma. What's the shear? Some say it has to be able to hold like shaman, g'day sichas katan. And some say the shear is, that's when it came to nishpu. Klichar, shlemim, it's b'kolshu. And any kem has a base kibbal, even b'kolshu would be enough. Kolshu ain't toich b'klichar, it's not a chayim. Klichar is not a toich. It's not tama. even when the tuma touches the outside, it's outside, because the pasuk teaches kli cheres only tummy when it has, only when the tuma is nichas the toichle. Mag tuma echer kli is not a tuma at all. So kli cheres is not a toich, it's not coming down with tuma from the outside. It's a little bit shvek the rabbi's mahalach, because even as a toich, it wouldn't be mitama. So some mishnah in the mishnah tuma kli cheres has really kaltum megam mecharim has a. Achre kli has a small base kibble, which you can mishtamish by when you flip up with the kli. So the gavik kli cheres that has a toich, because kli cheres gomer with a midarbon and it's tama mechareim. The mishnah tells us when it's not, it doesn't have a toich, even though it has the outside, it's not going to be tama. Not a din base kibble, and therefore that's a chiddush in the mishnah. Moishav eitz, mitamish moishav eitz is meila. That's mitamish moishav. It's a flat piece and doesn't have a base kibble, but kli eitz is tamei meir. Why? Since it's mishamshi odom, it's mitamei. Kli cheres is going to be tar. It's a kli pasha doesn't have a base kibble. So, but eitz is tamei because mishamshi odom and has its truest kli. So, kli eitz is mekabel tuma. But kli cheres, even if it's mishamshi odom, it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Now, there's a nidin. Is it the reisa or is tuma derabanan? Is the hekesh a sakas smachta ba'alma or is it going to be the reisa? According to the Shita's Tesis, who Tesis Sagadafe, Menachas Chabam Mabez, those places who hold that it's darbanan, my Torah need to be skibel. So why kli eitz? They were geizer and kli cheres they weren't geizer. What's the difference? So chetzi said that kli eitz the base kibble is not the etzem shema kli. Shikli eitz is also considered a kli. The chazal were geizer that it's going to be also kli cheres. The whole shema shema is in the toich. If it doesn't have a difference, it's just kli, and therefore that's the reason why it's not going to be tame. Mitzvah v'lov ha'or, shmu tamash shemayil. That ar has a male that's tamash shemayil. Mitzvah v'sak shmu tamash shemarig. Sak has a male that is tamash shemarig. Mitzvah beged tamash shemshalish shalish. Beged has a male that's tamayal shalish shalish.